everybody. It's Lex. Thanks so much for tuning in. This week, we have something a little bit different for you. Through some of the conversations that Julie and I have had and a couple of the interviews that we've done, there have been some ridiculous moments that didn't make it to the final episode, but we decided we're going to gift it to you this week. So here are some goofy conversations between myself and Jules, and we are joined by Finn in one of them. So we hope that you enjoy it. And yeah, we hope you guys are having a great week, and we will talk to you next week. Have a good one. Bye.
Do we think that's what Circle of Life is based off of? Like, were they inspired by a shark and they were like, oh, look at this beautiful full circle moment?
They were probably inspired by a megalodon.
You know who would believe in the megalodon? Elton John.
Why? Why?
Because Circle of Life? I don't know if he
wrote Circle of Life. I see. Oh, I think he did. Didn't he just write that whole soundtrack? It always comes back to Elton John with us.
I know.
He's one of our key people. Him, Pesci. Celine. I mean, the Celine, obviously. The Machine Gun Kelly, Pete Davidson, John Mulaney trifecta, J-Lo. Like, these are our people. Charlie Puth. But that's off the record. That's... we can't show you those conversations. They get a little steamy, but you know what? I blame no one but Charlie Puth. Why? Because he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. So you know what, sir? Hats off to you. I see you. I recognize you, and I'm fucking here for it. Anytime you want to come on the pod, let us know. We'll come chill in your pool. We'll record it there.
Yeah, that'll be great. Play with your dog. I'll completely ignore you because I'll be too awkward. That's my vibe. That's how I just exist in this world. Anyway.
I don't know how we got here, but now I have a vision of myself in Charlie Puth's pool with a fake shark fin and you just doing the Jaws theme song with your mouth. Like, that's the vision in my mind. This is how my brain works. I don't understand it, but here we are.
Well, and then I would be like, da da da. It's an F to an F sharp or an E to an F, a minor second. And he'd be like, ah, amazing.
See, I would immediately start ignoring both of you during that conversation. And it's not.
You just go back under the water with your little fin in your little blow up shark outfit.
Obviously, I have goggles that I'm wearing, but they're too small because they're actually children's goggles that I got without realizing they were children's goggles, and I'm wearing them. And I just like come up only the top half on my face, and I'm like, oh, are they still talking about like notes and keys and chords? Oh, they are. Okay. And then I just slowly descend back to the depths.
And then you become Megalodon.
That's the dream. That is the dream. I would love to be a Megalodon.
And we have to release you into the ocean.
Yeah.
So you can be your true self.
Do witches do things on a full moon as well?
Full moons and new moons are like the two big ones. And I'm saying witches, but I like anybody who's into astrology or into manifesting, which tends to go with also people who are interested in witchcraft. But like new moons are for bringing things in. So like, what is it that you want to take in? So do you want to be more open to love or more open to positivity? I don't know. Pick something.
I want my farts to smell like Auntie Annie's pretzels.
You want your farts to smell like Auntie Annie's pretzels? Yep. You're gluten intolerant, aren't you? That just seems mean to you. I'm sorry.
It's a smell. It's an odor. It's a gas.
But then doesn't that make you want pretzels? And now you're like, well, yeah. I'm avoiding gluten. That just seems cruel to yourself. I'm sorry.
I'm only in it for the inhales.
Amazing.
New moons are for bringing in the scent of Aunt Annie's pretzels, and full moons are for releasing that scent
into the world. Full moons are about releasing.
Oh, I plan
what
to.
What do you want to give up? God damn
it. Are you guys watching Sex Education on Netflix? There's
no.
a segue here.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
This latest season, there's a group date scenario, and one of the people going is concerned that their date is not going to talk because he's quite quiet.
Uh-huh.
And so before the date, he encourages him to ask questions mm-hmm. and engage, mm-hmm. right? And so they're sitting at the table, and there's a moment of silence, and he looks around, and he just says, "So, does everyone else here like the smell of their own farts?" And everyone is just gobsmacked, and then he turns and looks at his boyfriend and he goes, "You told me to ask questions." Wonderful.
That's incredible.
That show is amazing. They're not paying me to say this, but everyone should watch that show. It's great.
Amazing.
That's incredible. I'll
add that to the list. My ever-growing list that does not seem to shrink. Oh, well.
There's one day, maybe. We may have reached a point where there's too much programming.
There's a lot of good content out there now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I guess the algorithm just needs to work harder.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Unless you're me and you go into like obscure Spanish set in the 18th century telenovelas that you find in like the deep, dark corners of. Yes, it was one of my recos.
Yeah.
It was incredible. It was incredible. It was a wealthy landowner and a delightful, talented cook who was also an agoraphobe, and they fall in love against the odds.
Wonderful. Have you seen the movie, what is it? The Mask, I think it's called. The Mask.
With Jim Carrey?
No. Neither of them. Oh. With Lee Pace.
No.
The Fall. It's The Fall. Is it The Fall? Dang, I might have to look this up.
Love Lee Pace.
Is it The Fall with Colin? Nope. Jamie.
Oliver.
Dornan?
Ooh.
No. What?
Is that the guy from 50 Shades? Jamie Dornan? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The Fall. He plays a serial killer?
Yes, The Fall. Oh. So it's called The Fall.
Okay.
It's from 2006. And it's based on a screenplay of the 1891 Bulgarian film Yo Ho Ho by Valery Petrov, apparently.
Is this the same one with Jamie, or is this a different one?
With Jamie?
Jamie.
Who's Jamie?
Dornan? I thought it was called The Fall.
No. So The Fall is a TV show, the one that you're talking about with Jamie Dornan.
Got it.
This is a feature-length movie where he is one of the early filmmaking days stunt actors. When they do like a lot of crazy shit that was super dangerous. Yeah. And he has taken a fall is very, very injured. And so he's in this hospital in like, you know, the early 1900s. And there's this cute little girl who's also in the hospital because she broke her arm. And they form this like friendship. And she keeps telling him, encouraging him to tell her stories to keep him from taking too many pills and killing himself. It's wild, super melodramatic, beautifully shot, really amazing.
I've seen scenes.
So if you're into telenovelas and 18th century stuff, like this is like right up your alley. I think.
I will check out Yo Ho Ho. I will be sure to.
Yes.
I feel like I got to start at the source. I feel like Bulgarian cinema is probably going to leave me at the edge of my seat.
Yeah. It's very good.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks. Excellent recommendation. I thought you were going to say that little girl was a Girl Scout demon.
She may have been a Girl Scout and also a witch. Absolutely a witch. 100%. But so is Lee Pace, last time I checked, because he's pretty wild.
I'm obsessed with him.
Wait, is Lee Pace a witch? No.
That's me making stuff up. But you know what? I would not be surprised.
For legal purposes, it's not true.
Lee Pace, leave us a voicemail.
I'm hearing in my ear, legal is telling me I cannot say Lee Pace is a witch.
Can neither?
Allegedly.
Neither confirm nor deny?
If you start with allegedly, then you're good. You're golden.
Ah,
so allegedly, Lee Pace is a witch.
All I'm saying is Lee Pace would look good in witch getup.
Oh, however
absolutely. You define that.
Yeah, he would.
Amazing.
I mean, hello, The Hobbit. Him as an elf? Whew! Good
right?
Lord.
I mean, he's already there.
I know. Exactly.
A little mini episode, little slumber party question mini episode that we were talking about this off air, and then I was like, hit the record button. Let's capture this for posterity because you know I love my slumber party questions. So the question is, if tomorrow you could hang out with any celebrity, realistically, like hang out, who would you want to spend the day with and what would you do?
It's so many. And what would I do? Man, I'm making you answer this question
Taylor.
As well, just FYI.
I have my answer at the ready.
Really? Oh my God.
Yeah. Taylor just poops on camera. We're recording, Taylor.
No,
stop. Don't
he
poop.
Wouldn't poop on... He poops in a cat box for the most
part.
Oh,
okay.
I think.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, no, he's...
Surprise!
He's 14. He's trained.
Okay, what's your answer? Stop.
Yeah.
Stalling.
I think right now, just because I've been reading her book, I think Quinta Brunson.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Quinta Brunson, for sure. And what would we do? I have no idea. I'd probably be like, do you want to go get tacos? Do you just want to like go hang out and eat
food? Do you want to rent a paddle boat on Silver Lake?
Oh my God, that's brilliant. But yeah, because I've been watching Abbott Elementary, which is just phenomenal. It's so good. It's like Parks and Rec and The Office, but the story of teachers in Philadelphia. And I've been a fan of hers for a really long time, but also just like reading her book, She Memes Well, is it's one of those things when I read it, I'm like, oh, I like know this person, right? Like I get this person. So I think it would just be fun to hang out. And then I'd probably be like, do you want to go see a comedy show? And then we'll like make jokes about it or whatever, talk about
just,
it. Yeah.
Just bounce around town.
Yeah.
Quinta. And just shenanigans and being old rabble rousers.
Rabble rousers. Yeah. I think she's my current one. My other one, because we just talked about him, I was like, David Tennant. And I was like, why?
I feel like, okay, fine. I feel like David Tennant would make like a cameo appearance in your. This is a show. We need to somehow get to a place in like the world's awareness where we can have this show where we just like get into shenanigans with a celebrity every episode. And every once in a while, another celebrity will make a cameo.
I would be very
into that. Jonah Hill will make a cameo.
Oh my God.
A few points. We take Judd Apatow on a little jaunt in a small town in Texas for barbecue, and Jonah Hill and Leonardo DiCaprio are there.
Obviously. Oh boy. Who's your celebrity that you're hanging out with for a day?
This is the easiest question I've ever answered.
Oh.
No, but equal level of like fabulosity and character and like lots of the common characters around Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler and Kris Jenner have a lot in common, actually, when you break it down. But yeah, no, Adam Sandler, hands down, I've been loving his style, his street style during this pandemic. He's emerged as a like style icon, even though he literally wears like pajama pants outside. It's like literally the fact that this man is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And he just like walks down the street wearing like sweatpants and a t-shirt and a parka, eating pickles out of the jar on the street in New York City. Like that's the kind of person I want to spend a day with. And I would somehow try to convince him to do a barbecue at his house. And invite like his friends. What? So like get Spade over, get Schneider over, get Rock over, get like all the boys over, get Pete Davidson, get Judd over, like get all the crew. Wow. And it's just a cookout. in Adam Sandler's backyard. Although I don't know if he lives in an apartment in New York City, so maybe we do it in someone else's backyard.
You just Airbnb a backyard. It's fine.
Maybe. Maybe. Or like Chris Rock's backyard, if he'll have us. If he'll
maybe.
Have us. Mm. He will not have us.
Like, get out. Who are you? I don't know you.
And I call Kris Jenner, and I'm like, yo, you and the family crash it.
I love
and
that
then
you
they
have...
bring their celebrity friends, like Jennifer Lawrence. I somehow turn my one celebrity into an entire spider web of celebrities that I want to hang out with. This is like when you get, when your third wish is for three more wishes. Like, this is literally what I'm doing right
spiraling
now.
Spiraling out of control. Oh, Lord in heaven.
And then J-Law brings Meryl, obviously. And obviously. Jonah Hill makes a surprise appearance on that episode, too.
Wait, how long is this hangout? I thought it was a day. This is like a week-long event.
No, Jesus. It's a day. It's just like one really big, like, barbecue.
Long day. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, like...
You know that party that you start, like, you fire up the smoker, you fire up the grill at, like, 9 in the morning, and then people start pouring in for lunch, brunch, and then, like... there's a transition into a nighttime. Some people come, some people go, some people stay. The hardcore people stay. Is this me just describing what it's like to go to like a Russian person's barbecue?
I think so.
We rage all day.
Jesus.
Course on course.
I would need the longest nap.
My dad used to man the grill all day. And then he would, after dinner, change into like a smoking jacket and slippers with a cigar and come down and like have dessert and like sip some cognac and smoke his cigar. And then he would literally just disappear at
That's
like
amazing.
9:30 p.m. Just go to bed.
Look, he's been up a long time. He's gotta get his rest in.
Apparently, that's how the Russians go. And then some people just power through until dawn. God.
That does sound a bit like in Greek culture too. Like whenever we do the Greek festivals, like you get there at like 6 a.m. and you just set up and you do the thing, and then. Yep. At a certain point, everybody who's been working the event is like, I'm tapping out. I'm going to go get food. Yeah. I'm going to go dance. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to have a nice time. Good day.
The key during a Russian one is you find the balance of like your optimal drunk level. Mm. So like where you are buzzed and you're having a good time and you have all this energy and your inhibitions are down and you're just having a good time. But you know that like, one shot less and you're having less of a good time, or one shot more and you've gone too far. So when you find that sweet spot, the goal is to just check in with yourself and make sure that you are staying as close to that sweet spot continuously throughout the day.
Oh, man.
So it's like pounding back shots, and then it's like responsible, almost like dosing themselves with vodka or cognac just to like keep the train rolling through the night.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I'm not of that breed. I would not be able to do that. But if it was Sandler's house and like all the people are there, and yeah, I mean, Meryl's there, like obviously I'm going to stay as long as Meryl stays. And then I have this dream where at the end, Meryl, like her character in that movie, that what was it? Oh shit. I forgot what it was, but it's a Nora Ephron film. Mm-hmm. With Meryl and Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin, and in it she owns this bakery who's like, it's like a really great business, and she has this like bakery restaurant whatever, and there's a scene where her architect who's doing the renovation on her house, played by Steve Martin, they start kind of dating and they get stoned, and she takes him to her bakery after hours, and then they make chocolate croissants together in the middle of the night in this gorgeous bakery where like there's no one else, and they literally just make chocolate croissants together and then feed them to each other. Like, that is one of the most sensual experiences I have seen in a film, and anything with food, I'm down. And I just have this like image of like Meryl is gonna invite me to go to her bakery that she has, because I can't differentiate between her and the character. And like, we'll make chocolate croissants together, and it'll just be this, like, really great bonding moment where we, like, baked chocolate croissants. I would hang out with Meryl Streep, I guess, maybe.
I was like, you're really focused in on Meryl.
Okay, barbecue at Meryl's house.
Perfect. The name of the Jonah film is still there, by the way.
Jonah is literally still there. Because, I kid you not. He's, okay, wow. Jonah, I'm proud. I'm proud that he's...
Jonah's a ghost. And doing he's just what he's in doing. Everybody's business.
He's with
the name of the film is It's Complicated, by the way.
Yes, yes, yes. Adorable film. Adorable little rom-com.
Good to know. Good to know. It's pulled up on my laptop now.
Yes. Oh my it's God. Adorable. It's I highly recommend watching it. It's super cute.
Sounds yeah, and funny. Cute.
It's Nora.
I do.
The same woman that did The Holiday.
Steve Martin, your favorite film of all
Not
time.
Nora Ephron. I'm such a filthy liar. Nancy Myers. Mm, I always confuse those two in name. Nancy Myers, I believe, did The Holiday and It's Complicated. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. There you go.
Nora Ephron does her own shit.
doesn't Nancy Myers also do her own shit?
Yes, but doesn't Nora Ephron like write books as well, like romance novels? Or no? Am I confused? I thought it was like a John Green situation.
Correct. I don't know if they're rom-com books, though. Oh, I guess so. This one's called Heartburn, and it looks like it's a film or a book. What am I saying? I'm sorry. I'm passing out.
Great. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for answering this question on air.
You're so welcome.
I guess my answer is so muddy. I didn't even answer you.
Meryl Streep is what you said.
We'll make it Meryl. Yeah.
Got Meryl and Quinta. So, all right.
They should definitely hang out together. Okay. All right. I'm done.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.